This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A little over a year ago, we were talking about mortgage rates being at record lows, hovering near 2%. Fast forward to today, and mortgage rates have hit 5%, their highest level in more than a decade.
If you were kind of right on the edge of being able to afford a home, it probably just got a lot tougher.
So how are higher rates likely to ripple through the current tight housing market? We'll ask our economics and financial markets reporter Matt Grossman about that after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
The average 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week, according to Freddie Mac. That's the highest it's been since 2011. So what's behind these rate increases, and what does it mean for your ability to buy a house? WSJ reporter Matt Grossman has been tracking the numbers, and he joins me now to discuss. Hey, Matt, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, this has been a pretty sharp increase in mortgage rates. Less than a year and a half ago, they were at record lows, around 2.5%. And as recently as December, they were still at about 3%.
Yeah, this is actually the fastest increase in mortgage rates over a three-month period that Freddie Mac has reported since the late 1980s. So it's really been, as you say, a very rapid switch from a period when financing a home was very affordable to really a very different scenario now.
So Matt, help us a little with mortgage rate 101 for a moment. What are the factors that go into a rise and fall in mortgage rates?
Yeah, so mortgage rates have a lot of factors that go into them depending on who you are as a borrower and the property that that you're using the mortgage to finance. But in general, they really closely follow some benchmark interest rates in the economy. For mortgage rates, the main benchmark is the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which is a government bond that really sets the pace for borrowing costs throughout the economy. So when the 10-year yield is higher, people will tend to see higher mortgage rates. And conversely, when the 10-year is down a bit, then mortgage rates might recede.
So why has the 10-year yield risen so much in just the past few weeks and months?
So the answer to that really comes down to inflation. Prices have been rising at the fastest pace in several decades, and that's the top concern of the Federal Reserve. The Fed's main tool to fight inflation is raising interest rates and also withdrawing some of its support for the bond markets, which has really made it very cheap for all kinds of people and companies to borrow money over the last couple years. So the Fed is rapidly changing course on its monetary policy, and that is making borrowing much more expensive, whether the government and you're paying interest on government debt, or whether you're a homeowner and paying interest on a mortgage.
By the way, we're talking about the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate being at 5%. So in some places, rates are actually above 5%?
Yeah, that's an average rate. And the rate is going to depend quite a bit based on who you are and where you're living. If you are a wealthy home buyer, maybe somebody who's older, has a great credit score, you know, has been making your monthly credit card payments on time for decades, you might have a mortgage rate that's somewhat cheaper. On the other hand, if you're a first-time borrower, if you have some problems in your credit history and you don't have such a high credit score, it's definitely possible you'd see a rate above 5% right now.
So how are monthly mortgage bills affected by rates going above 5%?
Yeah, so the monthly mortgage bill that you're going to have to pay every month on your house depends on the purchase price of the house, how big your down payment was, and things like that. Even though the rates have gone up by what could sound like a small amount from around 2-something percent a year ago to about 5% now, that can really make a big difference month to month. So if you're buying a typical house, your monthly payment really could be more than a third higher than it was a year ago. And that's including both the fact that rates are higher and that houses have gotten a lot more expensive. So if you're the typical home buyer out there, buying a house is probably going to be much more expensive than it was a year ago.
Wow, a third higher. That's a sharp increase. How's that impacting home buyers?
It's probably a little bit too early to say exactly how this is affecting the market. But if you were somebody who had been saving up for a house, maybe a first-time home buyer, and the idea of purchasing a home was just kind of on the outer edges of your budget, it could be out of the question right now, depending on, again, what exactly you could afford and what kinds of homes you were looking at. So we'll see in the coming months as more data come out exactly how this has been affecting the market. But if you were kind of right on the edge of being able to afford a home, it probably just got a lot tougher early this year. One of the biggest impacts of rising rates in the housing market has come for people who are looking to refinance their homes. Rates were very, very low during most of the pandemic, and that led to a huge level of people taking out new mortgages to reduce their monthly payments. Now that rates are the highest they've been in more than 10 years, that really slowed down very dramatically. So home sales are still looking pretty strong so far this year, but refinancings are quite a bit lower already than they were last year. So that's the first place we've seen a dramatic change.
And prospective homebuyers have also been dealing with prices rising at a record pace. How are rates hitting 5% likely to affect prices?
Yeah, so we'll have to see over the next few months where home prices go from here. So if higher rates do make it harder for some people to afford buying a house, that could cool off demand a little bit, enough to at least put the brakes to some extent on the really fast rise in home prices that we've seen lately. It's a little bit too soon to say where home prices go from here. So far, there aren't signs that the really tight housing market has changed dramatically, but we'll see over the rest of this year.
You know, one thing that's really contributed to this tight housing market is a lack of inventory, a lack of available homes. How will that part of the equation be affected by these higher rates?
It could well be that the higher rates just kind of draw down the number of people you're competing with to buy a given home. You know, if it was a little bit marginal for somebody to afford a home before, it probably just got a lot more difficult. So people might find that they do have less competition when they're searching for homes compared with a few months ago. JP Morgan and Wells Fargo both said that their mortgage originations were down quite a bit compared with a year ago in the first quarter. And we'll be getting more results like that from other American banks over the next week.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Matt Grossman with us. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
It's been great being with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.